The interesting thing making the film Amy is actually it was about bringing her back down to earth and just making her the ordinary girl. I'm not really... The iconic figure is dangerous because then you stop thinking of them as being human. And really the film was all about humanising her again and just seeing how great she was as a kid. She was funny, she was pretty, she was beautiful, she was healthy, she was really clever, really intelligent. She wrote the songs, she played the guitar, she had this amazing quality of writing lyrics, and she was like the girl next door. And so the bit that I found interesting wasn't this. It was actually just stripping all of the things that make icons into icons and taking them off the pedestal and just saying, actually, the hair's not really her hair. The makeup is not really what it's about. It's about the person underneath that. Take off the mask, take off the costume, who she really is. I think most people who've seen the film never really seen her in the early days. They've never seen her before she became famous. And I think that affects your judgment because suddenly you realise, oh, she's actually quite likeable. There's a lot of people who didn't like her. They knew her music. They weren't fans of her as a person. And I think that's probably the biggest revelation is that her friends who spoke to me and who trusted us to make the film have all said, we would love you to try and reveal the real Amy, who they call the real Amy, who was the person she was before she became global superstar.
Talking about her friends, how did they find this experience of having to go back and relive some very painful memories?
The whole process of making the film was pretty emotional, it was pretty difficult. A lot of people have not spoken before, never given an interview. So they were not comfortable. There was a lot of anger, there was a lot of guilt, there was a lot of, it was very uncomfortable for them. They didn't trust me, they didn't trust the media or journalists. So it took a while to earn their trust. It took a long time to get the film together and to for them to feel kind of comfortable enough to trust me to speak.
Mitch has been quite critical of it. How have you reacted to that?
I think it's tough for people to see, you know, there are good things about them in the film and there are things that maybe don't look so good. But again, it was just part of the, really, to try and be as careful and as honest as possible to just show what it was like to be around Amy. Because her life, at certain points of her life, she was just being pulled in different directions by different people. And, you know, success and fame and all that kind of, it all happened, it was quite an intense period of life. And I think a lot of people just got maybe confused or pulled in different directions at times.
Do you think she was let down by anyone?
I think Amy made a lot of decisions herself. I think it's really important. She is a grown-up, and she made choices, and at times she would make choices where she would push away people who really cared about her, and then she would be drawn to people who you, from the outside, you'd be looking, saying, you know, you wouldn't pick that person to be someone to... But, you know, she couldn't pick who she fell in love with. She found something about certain people, and that's why she's such a complex person. She made choices, and then other people also seem to make choices that just seem to get a little bit caught up. They got a bit muddy, they got a bit confused, and it was all intensified by the huge money and fame, and, you know, there were drugs, and there was loads going on that it just felt like everyone a bit crazy. And I think the complicated part of the film, but also what's interesting is that it does seem to switch later on because it becomes about the media, it becomes journalists, it becomes about paparazzi, it becomes about the audience, people who are clicking on all those YouTube videos of Amy looking bad, comedians making fun of her. I mean, it becomes a much bigger story and it becomes about all of us, really. It starts off being about her and decisions she made, but I think we all made decisions. The most popular websites are the most tabloidy websites. The most popular newspapers are the ones that have the most gossip. And I suppose she fell foul of that at a particular moment in time because that's when the newspapers all went digital. So there was a big war going on to have as much content as possible. And she just provided a headline time and time and time again.
What about the music as well? That must have been going round and round and round in your head.
The music goes round and round in your head. But the strangest thing, particularly with Amy, is, you know, you're walking down the street, you're having a chat and a song comes on the radio or comes on somewhere. And it really hits you, really throws you because you can't hear the songs the same way again. Once you've seen the movie, once you know what one knows about her, they take on a much deeper meaning.